Okay, I think we're ready to start here. Good morning, everyone. This is the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, which meets every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings. Normally on 3837. Today we're on 3834. Apparently there's some people on the band that are not normally here. But good morning to everyone on this first day of January 2016. And hopefully everybody knows where we are here this morning. So far I have W2AO, W2DGB, WA3KLR, and W3JW. And I think this morning, since we don't have that, probably won't have that many check-ins, I'll just take check-ins from anywhere. So any other check-ins other than the ones I mentioned this morning for our net, WA3DSC.
WA3YNW, good morning, Doug.
Okay, good morning, Paul. K4KRE, good signal. And WA3YNW, good morning to you. Good to hear you here this morning. Do we have any other check-ins, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard. It's currently 42 degrees here in Cape May, 38 degrees up in Richboro. Looks a little bit overcast. I hope we see the sun today. We haven't seen the sun to any great degree in over a week. It's hard to imagine that. Haven't really seen the sun, although the weather hasn't been terrible, but we just haven't had any bright sunny days. So it sure would be nice to have one of those. We spent a nice night here last night in Cape May, ushering in the new year, and hopefully everyone else had a nice New Year's also. So we'll start this morning with Stu, W2AO. And Stu, you pass it to Bill, W2DGB. To Tom, WA3KLR. To Jeff, W3JW. To Paul, K4KRE. And finally, to Bill, WA3YNW. So, Stu, how did you usher in the new year? W2AO and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSB.
Yeah, okay, thank you. This is W2AO. We want to say good morning and happy new year to everybody. I copy everybody except Paul, and I bet you it's the vice versa. Also, Paul doesn't usually hear me. I'm running about 200 watts, and I could put on 500, but I'd rather just leave it the way it is. So we'll see. Maybe W3JW has trouble copying me. I don't know, but we hope not. And cool here. It's about 38. A little on the breezy side. It's overcast, too. And we had a very simple New Year's last night. We went out to a church, and we got home about 7:30, watched TV, a couple of programs on PBS, one of my favorite networks to watch on various programs that come on PBS. So we like the History Channel, et cetera, and so on. And we turned in about 10:30, actually, and watched the ball go down. I don't have any fascination about that work at all. And I always wonder when all those people are standing outside all that time, if they have to use a sandbox, what they do about that. Now, isn't that something that I would think about, or something like that? But I do. And I know if I were down there standing out there, I'd be looking around to the sandbox after a while. It seems all kind of ridiculous to me. So with that, we'll turn it over to you there, Bill. And nice that you're in here and you have a lovely signal. W2DGB, W2AO.
Yeah, Stu, very good signal. W2AO on the group, W2DGB. Yeah, the sandbox problem is something that's been haunting me now for the last 6 months. And it is a problem need because I can't really go anywhere until I get that under control. Hopefully I'm making it. At any rate, Happy New Year to all you guys. And as far as the interference that we caused before there, we moved down 3KC, which should be plenty to separate us from them up on 3837. So, in all fairness, they were there first this morning. And whether we haven't met there any other days of the week or any other weeks of the month or whatever, they were on the frequency first. So, that's now is what counts. But at any rate, that's the problem the Net Control faces. I've never really been comfortable with having to fight that battle, which is one of the reasons I refuse to get involved in Net Control activities where we've got just too much going on. In fact, I think that's one of the main reasons that, I forget his name, Elwin Song. Just disappeared from the Tuesday night then. At any rate, I hope we're not causing any problems with the guys up on 3837. We shouldn't be with 3KC spread here. Let's see here. What else do we have? We have 35 degrees. And it's overcast. Supposedly some sun this afternoon. But guys, we do not have any residual snow on the ground on January the 1st. That is a very rare occurrence. We had some for a day or so, about 3/4 of an inch of ice and snow came down, but that disappeared. So on January 1st of this year, this new year, we do not have any residual snow on the ground. Enough chatter. WA3KLR, W2DGB, and the very best of you and Nicole, Tom.
Well, thank you, Bill. Same to you and Margie. W2DGB and the Antique Wireless Net from WA3KLR. Well, let's see here. I had to work yesterday till 3:30. So I was a little bummed out of that because I've been expecting for weeks that we would be off yesterday. But we've had some production problems. We got a lot of units coming to us late, we got to get them out. So that's what happens when you're kind of the last, almost the last people in the chain of manufacturing doing product testing. Oh, let's see here. So last, the flag's out there flying. I put it up, I think, about the 24th of December or 23rd. So we're going to let it fly straight through the holidays. They'll probably take the flag down Sunday night unless there's a very strong windstorm. So last night, Nicole happened to have an issue of a food magazine, a recent issue. I think it's maybe Taste of Home. And she had a couple German dishes, which I've made the one in the past, pork schnitzel, but... she made, pork schnitzel last night, and one of the side dishes was an apple cabbage, which was something she stir-fried and put in vinegar. So we had a very German dinner, and of course I had a German beer. And we were also working on Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog last night, which is something we buy here at the... Pennsylvania State Store. It's all blended, complete with rum brandy and some blended whiskey in it. You just open up the bottle top and pour it. And we started the second 1.5 liter bottle last night, and it's not, I'd say, about half the alcoholic strength of the previous bottle. I was probably quite surprised about that. The previous bottle was much stronger. By the label, it's a little bit stronger than wine. I think it's 14.75% alcohol, so it's not too strong. I'm just a wine and beer person. And anyhow, I
had a lot of eggnog and that sort of thing. Yeah, we had a bottle of red wine from Christmas. There wasn't much of that, but we picked that up earlier in the evening quickly. And then we had a bottle of Korbel champagne I opened up about 10 minutes before midnight. We had that at midnight. So we had quite a variation of liquid food last night. So we did, I just got up at 9 o'clock, Nicole's bed. And the big chore today is dig out the new calendars and put them up. Some of them I have to go through and note a number of things on. And like to have lots of calendars going around here. And of course, there's one in the shack, but I have to buy two more calendars yet for the year. So with that, over to Johnny Walker. W3JW the group, WA3KLR.
Okay, Tom, WA3KLR. And the AWA net, this is W3JW. Very good morning to everyone and a very happy new year. Gee, I don't think they had any alcoholic adult beverages there in Times Square last night with all that stuff you all were breaking open, Tom. Hi, hi. Anyway, sounds like you had an enjoyable evening.
Same way here, except Doug, the weather has been sort of blah. For at least a week or so. We've promised some sunshine here in the near future. When that will be is anyone's guess. It certainly isn't bright and sunny here right at the moment. Hoping it'll push through before the afternoon's out. Fortunately, the rain and whatnot, which was pretty extensive, did move out in time for those who wanted to go out and attend the last night or first night. It's interesting, some communities refer to their New Year's celebrations as the last night celebration. Some of them refer to it as the first night celebration. I think we're going to have to get a standard there. Anyway, we did stay pretty close to the homestead here. The local neighborhood provided adequate fireworks. There was one guy who obviously didn't have his arm chronometer set correctly because his fireworks went off about 10 p.m. Oh well, at least he got his in first. Not too much more down here. I do need to run out. Believe it or not, a lot of stores and whatnot are open today, which is sort of a good thing in a way, not so much for the workers, but convenient for those who need to take advantage of the fact that they are open. And so we'll catch you all, I guess Monday, all goes well. We'll be well into the new year by then. Let's see, I think Bill came after me, is that right? If not, Doug, you're going to have to redirect. WA3YNW in the group, W3JW.
W3LLV.
Yeah, good morning, Floyd. Paul comes next, K4KRE. Then Bill, WA3YNW, and then Floyd, W3OLV. Go ahead, Paul.
W3JW and AWA, this is K4KRE. Okay, and we have the amplifier on this time. I don't know, about 45 degrees here.
Kind of, yucky.
Best description. It's not raining. Weather filled the cast and chilly. Kind of a dull winter day. At any rate, happy new year to all. Staples, okay, not the best. Had some trouble with Stu, keep copying some of his transmission. Everybody else coming in fairly well. Bill, DGP, a little trouble there also. But other signals are strong. Let's see. Well, festivities here last night. I watched the Michigan-Alabama game. 38-0. Very dull game. Anyhow, it ended up just about the time for the fireworks to go on, so we enjoyed some of the neighborhood fireworks. There were quite a few of them, some of them spectacular. There was an earlier session, just like a guest had there about 10 or 10:30 or so. I guess it was a club or something was having a display, but it sure made a lot of noise for a few minutes. Tom mentioned eggnog. I usually make an eggnog. I made up my own formula here many years ago, but didn't get a chance to make it this year because with my arm problem and travel and so on, I spent Christmas day, couple days out in Plainsboro with my youngest daughter and her husband. So this whole holiday was for me was a lot different than it usually is. Anyhow, that's the story here. So over to Bill, WA3YNW and the AWA K4KRE.
Real fine, Paul. K4KRE, AWA, starting at WA3YNW. Well, good morning to everyone and happy new year. Temperature sitting at 43 degrees right now, kind of overcast and everything, too. Been a while since we've seen the sun, but I imagine one of these days all this will clear out and we'll be in for some pretty weather. Certainly hope so. Well, as far as New Year's was concerned, we had a quiet evening. Wife and I stayed home and watched a little bit of TV, then put a DVD in and watched that. So we never even seen the ball go down or anything. We just got so wrapped up in the other, we forgot all about it, so to speak. Anyway, that's about it. Here, don't have a whole lot to add this morning. Douglas, this is going to be my one and only for this morning, so probably we'll see y'all Monday. So with that, Floyd, here she comes. W3OLV, AWA, Bruce Kelly, that WA3YW, sub-3O.
W3OL, I just got back in the room here. I'm running a little late on everything, but finally got in on the tail end of the net here. Say good morning to everyone. And I missed most of the net, but at least I got in the tail end. It's a heck of a way to start the new year, being late. How about that? Not too much to comment on. About 39 degrees here. It's overcast. And all the signals that I heard so far are booming in very good. And the noise level is about average. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, Doug. I guess this is, I don't even know if this is the first or second round because I just got in here, but straighten me out. WA3DST and the T in the group, W3OLV.
W3OLV and Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP in Cape May. Good signal here this morning, Floyd. Sounds like you had a rough night last night. Just kidding. But yeah, we had to move down here. We moved twice, and it's amazing how on these holiday mornings, everybody's off from work, and they just plunk themselves anywhere in the band and don't realize that there's normally nets in certain places. It would be a lot different if the band was terribly crowded, but I look at a waterfall display here, and you know, there's a lot of open spaces on the band, so everybody seems to try to want to go to one location for some reason. You know, sometimes it's better not to move because you move and then, you know, it's a domino effect when you do that. So it gets crazy. So again, good morning to everyone and Happy New Year from Cape May. And I think it was Bill that commented about, or maybe it was Stu that commented about the people up there, a million plus people in Times Square. Some of them came as early as 8 o'clock in the morning for the midnight event. And once you're there, you basically get in a position and you don't move. You know, and I said to my wife, because
she uses the bathroom quite often, as a lot of women do. I said, you would never make it there. And she said, well, when I was younger, I probably would have. But then later she commented that, you know, you can get these special hiking pants that have a built-in plumbing system that take care of that. You know, for when you're on a long duration hike, or, well, I think if you were on a hike, you'd be able to eliminate somewhere in the woods, but that's apparently what it is. But I, you know, it's amazing, you're right, how they can go so long, and I guess there are some accidents up there, I don't know. But anyhow, somebody brought up Elwin, and I haven't heard from Elwin in a very, very long time. I hope he's still with us. I don't get on the Sunday net very often. I should probably do that because he may get on there, or his son may get on there. Maybe somebody has some comments on that. I don't know. But I'm just curious if anybody has heard anything about Elwin. And, of course, he hasn't checked into this net in many, many years. Yeah, last night everybody's talking about drinks. My wife always makes chocolate martinis, and I always make the mistake of having one because they don't necessarily agree with me. And I ended up with a little bit of a stomach ache last night for a little while after having a chocolate martini. So I'll have to remember, I always forget because we only have them once a year. I'll have to try and remember next year that I shouldn't partake in that. All right, do we have any other check-ins for the net before we start the second round? WA3DSP.
K1MPC, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. K1MPC, WA3DSP. We're going to put you at the top of the list, and maybe you can make some comments there, and maybe somebody will copy you. You're not real strong, but we'll put you at the top of the list. So we'll start with K1MPC. To Stu, W2AO, to Bill, W2DGB, to Tom, WA3KLR, and this time, Tom, you pass it to Paul, K4KRE, and Paul, you pass it to Floyd, W3OLV, and I'll say 7-3 to Jeff and Bill, WA3YNW, and Happy New Year. K1MPC and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, KMA. Yeah, okay, thank you. This is W2AO. Where are you located, Mike?
We're about 20 miles north of Boston, north of Boston.
Okay. Well, we do not using anything that's not pressure proportioned as far as power goes. I'm running about 200 watts, and I have a Kenwood 480 PTX. I have an antenna that I like, but it's not the best representation of this type of antenna. It's a doublet fed with open line. And the problem the thing that I have here, the apex angle is about 90 degrees, and I'd much rather have it open up, but I can't do that because of the configuration of the property. Nor from the landlord.
So anyway, we do the best we can with this. I'd like to have it. You get some cancellation with that. It's almost like a V-beam, except it's not up high enough. But anyway, this is what we use, and overall, it serves me quite well. You get on 75, 40. I'm on 60 meters quite a lot. I like 60 meters really well. I think W2DGB does also, because we hear Bill on 60 quite a lot. Nice signal. So, it's a nice band. And you have to use 100 watts. So, that puts some discipline back in about running lots and lots of power. We do have one in here. It's a 4811 Alpha. We use it occasionally when we talk to people sometimes down in Florida or whatever. And when we go to Florida, though, for 3 months, I never think it would be too heavy and so forth and so on. So we leave it here. So when we're down there, we use the same way that we're running now. And if it's the right time of day, we can get back here rather nicely. Bill had mentioned that he gets back here on 40 meters and some of the groups that we know. I think it's something like EJT is down there in the Panhandle of Florida. He was down there last year. I guess he goes every year. I was talking to him about the accolades of the Orlando Amphib. The new equipment, old equipment, every kind of equipment you can imagine that goes to that, because there's an extensive flea market. I've even seen military equipment there. I don't have any interest in military, but I have seen it. Would be of interest to some of the fellows that we know. So, with that, nice to hear everybody. Good signals all the way around. And Paul, K4KRE, I copied you very nicely. So, Happy New Year to you. W2DGB, W2AO.
Okay, Stu, very good. W2AO in the group, W2DGB. Let's see here. I want to say good morning to Mike, MPC. And the Floyd, OLZ. And you guys are coming through very nicely. And Mike, I had Q5 on you. You were down near my noise level, but you were still good copy. And let's see, Mike, I was saying earlier that January 1st here in the Poconos, in our area at least, we don't have any snow on the ground. And that is a remarkable achievement, I see, from Mother Nature. It doesn't happen very often. Let's see here. What else do we have to offer? Stu, Joe is down there in Alligator Point, Florida, which is in the Panhandle. And he mentioned, he says, I don't know why they call it Alligator Point. There's no alligators. But it probably stemmed from an earlier time when the first settlers got there and they found a bunch of alligators. So they're gone now, apparently. At any rate, yeah, he gets on 40 meters. And last year it was 71.88 between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning. And it used to work out quite well. I don't know what the frequency is going to be this year, but that's a good place to start. And he usually gets in touch with his neighbor Rick, a.k.a. Nuts. What is this called? Well, it'll come up to me. NN2K Rick, up in Binghamton. And so that's a good place to start, too. Let's see what else we have to offer. Not a heck of a lot, guys. So, again, Happy New Year to you all. And we'll see you down the line from our old stay-at-home guy who doesn't carry a sandbox with him. Not anymore. A3KLR, Tom. W2DGB.
Yeah, okay, Bill. W2DGB and the AWA net, WA3KLR. Well, good morning to Mike and to Floyd. I just came in from getting the newspaper. I was listening on my little Walkman, broadcasting the audio. As it were, from the Kenwood rig here out on the lower part of the FM band. I can't hear too well out to the driveway anymore. I think there's I run about 2.5 milliwatts on a Hartley oscillator. A little printed circuit board kit I bought years ago. And there must be more FM stations on the band and or running higher power now. It's surprising for only 100, 150 yards of my house. I'm getting death on. So, yeah, you know, Doug, I was thinking a number of months ago of Elwood and Norm, and I couldn't think of Norm's name, and I can't remember either of their calls, but they popped into my mind, and I was wondering about them. Norm used to be on AM, too. Of course, I'm not real active the last 2 years due to my job, and I never made that Tuesday night net, but I used to hear Norm on now and then, talk to him now and then, and I was wondering about Norm. So maybe somebody can tell us Norm and Elwood to call. They're just beyond reach there this morning. So I guess that's about all I have here. And that's over to Paul, I believe, if I'm doing it correctly. K4KRE in the group WA3KLR.
WA3KLR and the AWAK4KRE. Well, Tom, you got me on Norm's call and Elwood's call. I should remember them, but, well, memory not too good these days. But at any rate, have not heard from Norm or Elwood in quite some time, years. Elwood was having some problems there, I think. I think maybe he had a stroke, and but he was in the process of recovering. But since then, I have not heard from him, and also nothing from Norm. So, can't help there, and I can't remember their call. let's see. Well, that's about... all we have here. So again, we'll wish everybody a Happy New Year. And I guess it goes to Floyd. W3ORLV, K4KRE.
K4KRE and the group W3OLV. Well, Elvin's call was K2TAE, and I don't know what Norm's call was, I forget. But, yeah, the group used to get on here, particularly Norm, and sometimes, Elvin, and occasionally Norm would get on also, because he did work, but Elvin was retired. Yeah, he had some kind of health problem there, and he was off for a while, and he got on ever so often, and then kind of dropped out of the picture. I'm curious to know how he's doing. I haven't heard there for a long time, so maybe someone can check on him. Or at least find out from Norm if he's still active in one of the other nets. Some QSB this time around, but a solid copy on all singles. We're copying Mike and Stu, and all singles very good here, no problem. Noise level is about average, as I said. And I guess that's about it here. It's around 39 degrees, if I didn't mention the first time go around there. And it's overcast. I'm not sure if it's fog or cloudy. I didn't get out there to check it. I'm glad I finally got in here. It was a little bit late. And, yeah, I come down here in 34, according to the reading here. So at least I got in on the part of the first round and then the second round. Nice to do that. Turn it back to you, Doug, WA3TSB and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. In W3OLB.
Okay, just letting a little bit of free air there go and see if anybody else wanted to check in. There's a lot of QSB on some signals this morning, and surprisingly, there's a lot on Tom. I would have thought, because I'm receiving you, Tom, in Richboro, that there would be... ground wave between us, but I guess not. I don't know. I was just looking at my, you know, I'm being kind of stupid here. I was looking at my my email list for the AWA group. K2TAE is in the list, and I think Norm is probably in there too. I do have his call. I just have to go look it up in the email list. And when I send emails out, they go to Elwin. You know, I do that occasionally with different things. So it's funny that we haven't heard from him or heard anything from Norm, but. Maybe he gets on the SundayNet, Norm, once in a while. I know Elwin probably wouldn't, but maybe Norm does. All right, do we have any other check-ins or comments for the net here this morning before we shut down? WA3DSC.
DGB.
Go ahead, Bill.
I get on the Sunday AM net, which is now at 4 o'clock, on 3837. About three times out of four now. And I haven't heard Elwin in a long, long time. It must be a couple of years at least. And for Norm, I haven't heard him either. So, that puts closure to that comment. They're just not on, period. At least not on any of our frequencies. Back to you, W2DGB.
KLR with the comment.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I was just looking through the big pile of operating papers I have on my desk here, Doug, and I'm an old list for the Bruce Kelly net, and Norm is WB2SYQ, Sierra Yankee, Quebec.
Yeah, okay, very good, WB2SYQ, that certainly rings a bell. And I don't see him on my AWA mail list. I do have K2TAE on it, but I don't have Norm on it, so maybe Elwin's not even getting these emails anymore. I don't get any rejections on it, but he is on my list. All right, any other comments for the net, WA3DSP? Okay, nothing heard, so thank you all for checking in. It's been a good net, the first net of 2016, and I did record the net, and I probably will be putting it online if anybody wants to hear what it sounds like from my perspective, and on my webpage. So everybody have a great year. Enjoy this first day of the year with your families, and tune in again on Monday when Jeff, W3JW, will be our net control on 3837, hopefully, at 9:30 a.m. 7-3 all, Happy New Year. WA3DSP, Cape May, shutting down the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net and turning the frequency back to normal amateur use.
Happy New Year, W3OLV.
Happy New Year, Floyd, WA3KLR.
Yeah, I got in here a little late, so at least I got on the first time for the New Year, even if it was a late start. Like I mentioned earlier, a heck of a way to start the New Year, being late in something, but how about that, W3OLV?
Yeah, well, you missed us haggling with some other guys on the adjacent frequency, so he came in at the right time.
Okay, yeah, I heard a lot of stuff going on out there. Like someone commented, last holidays, the man is getting a little more active because there's a lot of people that normally would be at work right now, and so I guess they like to turn the rigs out in the middle of the day and see how things are going or what have you. Maybe some have three schedules, what have you. But nice talk to you, good night. And I'm glad I at least got in there. And I got my name on the list for the first go around of the year. W3OLV.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're back to more seasonable weather. At least it's dry. So we had a slightly wet basement for many, many days, but as of yesterday, it's dry. All right. Yeah, sometime this weekend, I have to exercise my 5kW generator. I haven't done that in a while, and the garden tractor's all set up now with the two-stage snowblower, chains and weights, and it's ready to go. 73 Floyd, WA3KLR is clear.
Good morning. WA3DST. You know, the other person we haven't heard in a while is Dave, W3WBE. I haven't heard him on the net in quite a while.
Yeah, he was always infrequent, and I'm trying to remember if, like, maybe on a holiday like this, if he would be out of the country. I can't remember if he went overseas occasionally.
No, I guess he did travel a little, but it wasn't to any great degree. Yeah, he's on my email list, and I haven't gotten any rejections. But, you know, I often wonder when somebody just disappears like that where they are. I guess the only way to know would be to get a phone number and address for him and try to contact them. So, anyhow, Happy New Year, and we'll catch everybody again, hopefully, on Monday. WA3DSP. Oh, Tom, I mentioned about QSD on your signal. Of course, you know, you're hearing me from a different perspective than I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you from Richboro. You're hearing me from Cape May. But it's very strange that, you know, we're probably only... maybe 20 miles apart. I guess we're borderline ground wave, sky wave, I don't know. WA3KLR, WA3DSP.
Yeah, well, I don't know how they measure that. They must have some very selective antennas to separate the ground wave and sky wave, but in practice, sky wave, ground wave isn't as far as occurs in engineering books. Of course, the ground wave decreases as the frequency goes up, and it's all relative to how much power you're running in the antennas, too. But I've always based 75 meter ground range, ground wave is about 2 miles or so, and I base that on the fact that back when I was first licensed, we would talk to a lot of film honors on 3993 kilohertz mobile. And the guys would leave our house to start driving home down into Philadelphia. And at about 2 miles away from their house, their signal would start to get real echoey and crappy sounding, as we say on AM, yellowy. And at that point there, that was where the... you were hearing both the ground wave and sky wave interact. And then as you got further away, the quality of the sideband audio cleared up. So I figured that's where you were switching over to predominantly sky wave. So we're 20 miles apart, maybe a little more. So I think, you know, it's definitely 100% sky wave, and it's obviously going to be very high angle. Well, I guess you're able to listen there quite easily. Cape May, do I come in steady there, Doug?
Well, I can't make any judgment on that. I don't normally listen on my local receiver. It's very confusing, you know, to do that, have this one on. So this one is much better for the net. I'll have to do that sometime and make a comparison. I am copying you direct, but it's much better on the on my receiver in Richboro. Actually, it ends up being a better receiver, Richboro, because I'm using SDR. It's an SDR receiver. It sends the IQ signal over the internet to me here in Cape May, and then I process it here with another program. Sometime if you'd like to try that out, I'm sure you have Windows there. I can give you the information on how to access it. It's called a Fedri. It's an SBR receiver that sits right on the internet, and anybody can access it if they know how to. All the processing is done here locally in Windows in the program. And it's a very, very good SDR receiver. I mean, it can set bandwidth, noise limiting, noise blanking, ATC, anything you can set on here to change it. So it's very software driven. So anyhow, very good, Tom. Have a good day, and wish Nicole a happy New Year. WA3DST, KMA.
WA3KLR. Well, yeah, I don't have a PC in the shack, and the SDR receiver I do listen to over the internet is the one in Holland. So you don't need any special software. You just go to the website, scroll down the page, type in a frequency, and you can select the mode, and change the bandwidth. So I wish they were all set up that way. All right, well, yeah, again, Happy New Year to you and Lynn. And I was looking through the one list of people we had on the net here, and everybody I think that I knew of that wasn't on the net was just about deceased, except for Norman Elwin. Unfortunately, we had quite a few who have passed on, including John out near Floyd. All right, Doug, 7-3, and I got to get to work on the calendars. The one calendar I put all the flag holidays on, that's the calendar I put in my office room, which is right by the door to the garage. 7-3, WA3KLR is clear.
7-3, Tom, have a good day. WA3DST, KMA.